And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 12th of March, 2013. It was on this day, 1987, the musical Les Miserables opened on Broadway, based on the novel by Victor Hugo. It was the French songwriter Alain Boublia who got the idea to produce it. He shared his idea with the composer Claude-Michel Schomberg. The 1980 Paris production was a success. It opened in London in 1985, and then in New York on this day in 1987. It ran for 16 years. The London show has never stopped. It's now the world's longest-running musical. It's the birthday of the children's author Virginia Hamilton, 1934, born near Yellow Springs, Ohio. Wrote 41 books for children and young adults, including M.C. Higgins the Great. Virginia Hamilton, who said, "There are three things I can remember always wanting: to go to New York, to go to Spain, and to be a writer. It feels nice to have done all three. I haven't had to want anything for some time." It's the birthday of the poet Naomi Shihab Nye, born 1952 in St. Louis, author of nearly 30 books of poems, also fiction for children and young adults. And it's the birthday of Dave Eggers, born Boston, 1970, grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. He was a student at the University of Illinois when both his parents died of cancer in 1991. And he dropped out of college, moved to California with his 8-year-old brother, Christopher, set out to raise him, made his living as a writer and a graphic designer, and described the experience in his book, A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius, which was a huge success when it came out in 2000. Here's a poem by Marjorie Sazer, "My Old Ants Play Canasta in a Snowstorm." I ride along in the back seat. The ant who can drive picks up each sister at her door, keeps the Pontiac chugging in each driveway, while one or the other slips into her overshoes and steps out, closing her door with a click, the wind lifting the fringe of her white cotton scarf as she comes down the sidewalk, still pulling on her new polyester Christmas stocking mittens. "We have no business to be out in such a storm," she says. "No business at all." The wind takes her voice and swirls it like snow across the windshield. We're on to the next house, the next ant, the heater blowing to beat the band. At the last house, we play canasta. The deuce is wild, even as they were in childhood. The wind blowing through the empty apple trees, through the shadows of bumper crops. The cards line up under my aunt's finger bones, eights and nines and aces straggle and fall into place like well-behaved children. My aunts shuffle and meld. They laugh like banshees, as they did in that other kitchen in the 30s. That day Margaret draped a dish towel over her face to answer the door. "We put her up to it," they say, laughing. "We pushed her." The man, whoever he was, drove off in a huff while they laughed till they hiccuped, laughing still. I'm one of the girls, laughing him down the sidewalk and into his car. We're rascals, sure as farmyard dogs. We're wild card players. The snow thickens, the coffee boils and perks. The wind is a red tray because, as one of the others says, we are getting up there in the years. We'll have to quit sometime, but today, today, deal, sister, deal. A poem, "My Old Aunts Play Canasta in a Snowstorm," by Marjorie Sazer, from her collection Lost in Seward County, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.